Jim Davis is an attorney with the Northern Justice Project and a pro bono volunteer for Alaska Legal Services. Davis's specialty is debtors' rights. He makes clear that does not mean debt avoidance.
If you or I owed a debt and we didn't pay it and the bank started writing to us, we'd owe the debt. And we can try to make payments, and we should try to make payments. I mean, I think we all agree on that.
But, Davis says, sometimes debt collectors overstep ethical and legal boundaries.
If you're a surviving son or daughter of a mother or father who passed away, those debts expire when your mom or dad passes away. If you want to, as a moral thing, you certainly can, but the law says you don't have to pay those debts. Similarly, if your husband or wife dies, you don't have an obligation to pay those debts either.
That's a legal point often ignored.
Debt collectors never acknowledge that. Debt collectors will go to you. I've just seen letters this past week where they will write to the surviving spouse or the surviving son saying, condolences, your mother passed away. You owe us $5,000.
Another bit of legal overstepping involves expiration.
Sometimes debt collectors seek to collect debts that are time barred. That is, that they're so old that the debt collector has no right to collect those debts, but tries to do so anyways.
That time limit varies. In the case of credit cards, it depends on which state the card was issued and when was the last payment made. The debt limit can range from 3 to 6 years. Davis cites a case involving an 8-year-old debt.
When we finally found out about the case and started helping the lady who had this lawsuit filed against her, ultimately we got the debt forgiven, we got her money returned, and we got them to pay her compensation of thousands of dollars for doing that to her.
Another illegal action involves debt collectors who seize protected money.
The other outrageous thing, and I see this is like a weekly occurrence, somebody with completely exempt monies, completely protected monies, an elder on Social Security, a disabled person receiving disability payments, has those completely protected monies seized by a debt collector and not returned ever or for months, even though it was completely exempt as a matter of federal or state law.
Getting illegally seized money returned is good, but blocking the improper seizure before it happens is better. The key to prevention is not to ignore collection letters or lawsuit notices. Because we Alaskans receive permanent fund checks, we are never considered completely judgment-proof. Judgment-proof is a legal term meaning that the individual will never have any money available to pay a debt. Normally, the notified debtor has 20 days to respond to pending judgment. Davis describes a case where an Anchorage credit union raided the account of someone who had lost her job. The creditor went after the family's PFD money.
A woman in Bethel who owed a $2,000 judgment had her bank account swept by a local credit union where they seized over $10,000 in her funds and kept that $10,000 for a number of months, even though they were only owed $2,000.
Davis also recommends when contacted by an unfamiliar outside collection firm about a debt, immediately ask for written verification. Under federal law, the agency has to provide information that you do indeed owe the money and the debt is still valid. Many debt collectors based outside Alaska cannot do so. They simply bought the debt as part of a big package of loans and arrears offered by a lending institution for 2 to 10 cents on the dollar. In purchases involving thousands of loans, very often the supporting information is not supplied. If the agency does not have the legally required information, Davis says the collection effort should stop. But be prepared. In all likelihood, that agency will sell the debt to someone else. Deal with the new collector in the same quick fashion. Davis recommends 2 places to seek help within the state, Alaska Legal Services and Consumer Credit Counseling of Alaska. One can also check the websites of the National Consumer Law Center and the National Association of Consumer Advocates. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.